next case on our calendar is 96-2781, disciplinary counsel versus James Charles Duquette. Mr. Duquette. Watch your time there on the clock.
I'm here today because of 5 minutes in my life. 5 minutes was a mistake, an error,
section asks that this court impose 1 year, which will be still somewhat beyond your, end of your probation. Is that your request?
I requested 12 months from the date of my suspension under Rule 5. It was on May 30th, 1996. So I am asking 1 year.
Now, I take it while you're under probation from the federal court that you would, do you envision that you could practice law while on probation?
I don't think there's a financial reasons that definitely say you can or you can't. There are a couple cases where I can't determine the exact timing. I cited there was a flash and a house striker case later. There was a 1 year suspension from the earlier date of Supreme Court suspension. Can't tell in those cases when the probationary period concluded. Another case.
I think it might be controlled. I'm inquiring about the terms of the probation from the federal district court. Would the terms of that probation preclude the practice of law?
As I recall, Your Honor, there's certain points. Most of them relate to not hanging out with criminals, not carrying a firearm, reporting to my PO if I move.
Yeah. I wondered if they might have included, not financial transactions. I wonder if that kind of thing.
I don't believe there's any restriction on that. There is a restriction that I have to, under the guidance of my probation officers, orders, inform prospective employers or clients of risks that they may incur by hiring.
So to your knowledge, there's nothing in your probation document that would be contrary, adverse, or inconsistent with the practice of law?
That's correct. As long as I reveal the effect of my that I am still on.
So if I came to you under your probation, if I came to you to have you draw a will from me, you would have to tell me that you were convicted of this?
That's correct.
Okay.
What are you doing presently?
Basically looking for a job. Those that I've been considered for when I revealed my conviction, I was no longer considered. As of tomorrow, I am my probation officer working at this. I may be working at Old Hardware and National Line. But I'm still looking.
Read your brief while you were working someplace.
I was working for a recruiter.
Yes.
That was newly started in Mansfield, and frankly, it did not work out.
Okay.
Did not know that this is enough to be successful. There's no further.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Duquette. Ms. Stoick.
Good morning, Your Honor. I don't think there's any question as to the clarity of the findings of fact and conclusions of law, with the exception of one sentence in page 5. It says the period of suspension is not only what is recommended by disciplinary counsel, but also represents the remainder of his probationary period on the federal defendant's civil conviction. As you'll note in the transcript of the hearing, pages 52 to 59, there's quite a bit of discussion as to the sanction that should be imposed, especially since everything else basically was stipulated to. It's a position of disciplinary counsel. Our recommendation was 1 year, with quite a bit of time served, but that the period not need to begin practicing law until the conclusion of the set of probation, which is March 28, 1998. Which is very similar as to the conditions, except
glad that you pointed that out, because that was confusing to me, and it seems to me that they gave 18 months, or recommended 18 months, and their sentence is that that's commensurate with the probationary period. I suspect the time lag in getting here is what's the difference. If we gave him 18 months now, it would go beyond his probation period, wouldn't it? So that if we were to give a term certain, that date should be the end of his probation. Let's assume he wanted to do that. That day would be May or March.
March 28, 1998.
Okay, so really that would be something like 11 months yet, or whatever it comes out. Thank you, Mr. Stein. That's very helpful.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Duquette, you've saved 5 minutes of your time.
Okay.
Thank you. Case is submitted. You'll be advised of our opinion.